Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the Christmas Kids singing Comfort and Joy, and in part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, I Believe in Christmas, from Matthew chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 7.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Praise God. Now understand today something about Ahaz. Let me give you a little biblical history lesson here for a moment. Ahaz was the king of Judah, and he is not a godly king. His focus is not upon the Lord. His ideas were not centered around things of God. And at this time, Syria was attacking Judah, and it was a tough time for the people. So Isaiah comes to King Ahaz, with a prophecy. And what Isaiah was declaring was, God is going to take care of you. You say, wait a minute, Pastor. Wait one moment. This was a prophecy. This was not going to happen until quite a few years later. Oh, but let me tell you what, God was still God. And nothing has changed that. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You cannot remove the fact today that He is Almighty God. No one has ever usurped His authority. No one has ever exceeded himself above the throne of God. Satan tried to do it as an archangel named Lucifer. But God cast he and those fallen angels from his presence. And realizing that today, there's no God like our God. And so today, God's going to take care. And this is the prophecy that God was providing through Isaiah to King Ahaz. But also, it was a prophecy that we read and that we believe because we believe that Scripture has been fulfilled. What was proclaimed in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. And so therefore today, God is going to protect His people. Aren't you glad that God protects us? Aren't you glad that He supplies your every need? Aren't you glad that He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother? Aren't you glad that He has never failed you? Aren't you glad He's always there? Aren't you glad that we have, such a God with us and such a God for us today? Amen. So God's going to protect His people. So God says, ask them be a sign. I mean, here God is prompting what should be happening. And so Ahaz declared he would not tempt, nor using the word tempt, he was referring to he would not test the Lord. So this wasn't a spiritual answer because Ahaz was not a godly man. He didn't understand what Isaiah was prophesying, what Isaiah was giving him. What is happening, Ahaz, however, in his craftiness and being ungodly, and basically all of his attention was centered upon himself, being as he is, so he is making a deal with Assyria. Remember, Syria is going against the people of God, but Assyria is another group of people. So this Syria is not Assyria. So the deal is Ahaz is going to basically sell out the people of Israel as slaves to the king of Assyria. Now, by doing that, he realizes, he doesn't want to trust God. He has no desire to. He had every opportunity to do it. Just like today, people have the opportunity to trust God and to serve Him and to live for Him, but they choose not to do it. And in the end, they're going to lose. You never lose by serving God. Oh, you never lose by trusting God. You never lose by living for God. You never lose today by placing your faith and your confidence in the God of heaven today, who can do exceeding great and wonderful things in your life today. So it wasn't that he didn't want to test God. It's the fact that he didn't want to trust God. That's an issue today that's happening with so many people. People don't want to trust God. They want to trust what they can see. They want to trust what is tangible they can touch. But I'm going to tell you, it goes beyond that. The life of faith today goes beyond what you can see. Goes beyond what you can touch. Goes beyond anything today. Because the life of faith today believes that there is a God, and with God all things are possible. Oh, listen today, it may seem humanly impossible that this little girl would be conceived of the Holy Spirit. That she would be impregnated by the Holy Ghost of God. In our finite minds, we say, this is impossible. This is medically, and this is just, there's no way that this can happen. Oh, but I keep drawing you back to this point. With God, all things are possible. Here's the God who created the heavens and the earth, the universe, and formed us and gave us the breath of life from the very dust of the ground. This is a God, as you read the Genesis account, that spoke creation into existence. This is the God that told the sun to come up today. This is the God who's with you and for you. This is the God who reached down in your shame of sin and saved your soul. This is the God that will never let you go. And we have such a God on our side. But see, many people don't want to trust God. And folks, they are missing really the real meaning of life. Because they will not put their faith and their confidence in the Lord. He wants to place his confidence in his own ability today. And you may have some abilities, but I'm going to tell you something today about your ability. Your ability today is limited. There's only so much you can do. There's only so many places you can go. You can only be in one place at a time. God can be everywhere all the time because He's an omnipresent God. You may have limited power, but He's a God who's omnipotent, who possesses all power. You may have some knowledge, but He's a God who's omniscient. He's a God that possesses all power. I'm telling you today, He's the God that we need in our life. Amen. Praise God. So, realizing this, then God gives a sign. This is a messianic prophecy today that declares a messianic prophecy is the Messiah is coming. A virgin will conceive, bear a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. That's shouting ground today. How would this sign, amen, really. How would this be a sign to Ahaz? This would be 740 years before Christ would come. Did you hear that? I didn't say 7 minutes. I didn't say 7 days. I didn't say 7 weeks or 7 months. I said 740 years. Amen. He is the King of Judah of the house of David. And remember the lineage line that God would prophesy and give of how He would come and send His Son. This all started back in the Garden of Eden. It all started back with the first prophecy that God declared in Genesis 3:15. And you know, if you look through and you study the history of the Bible and you study the lineage of the different people and how Jesus would come, what was the plot, the ploy of Satan? He was going to try to destroy that line in which Christ would come through. The lineage line. The line of David. And so, you know, you see Satan in every instant, in every place, and every time as you read through the pages of the Word of God, you find that he tried to destroy this lineage. Oh, but I tell you, friend, if God's in it, the devil has absolutely no power over it. And God was in this because you know what? God did all of this not for Himself. God did this for you and I. God in His prophecy. God in His sending of the Son. God in His proclamation. God in His providing did it all for us today. Amen. See, that's what makes Christmas so real. That's why I believe in Christmas. That this God could love me that much and provide salvation for me, a sinner such as I. And a sinner, as all of us are today. For the Word declares, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So God, in this process, here is the Messiah is going to come through the house of David and through the tribe of Judah. Now, God has a plan and a purpose for the people of God. Not only did He have a plan and purpose for the Israelites, but God's got a plan and purpose for your life today. There's no way the enemy today, you know what? That's the sign. That's the sign. And there's no way the enemy today can prevail against Israel, for they are God's people. That's why the same prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. So realizing that today as a child of God, through the redemptive relationship that we have with Jesus, you today are in that same position. It just wasn't designed just for the Israelites. God had you and I in mind. This proclamation just was not for the Jews. This proclamation would be a way that God would provide for Gentiles and for all people, for all races and all colors, all creeds, the entire globe. He didn't come just to die for Jews. He just didn't come to die for Americans. He came to die for all people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's the message. That's the sign that he was giving. And so, realizing this today, this is the sign that we have today. We are the people of God, and we have been purchased by the blood of Jesus today. And God has a purpose and a plan for your life. You may think, man, I just don't know where I'm going in life. Well, discover what God's got for you. Get in His Word, get in church, and get in worship, and you can discover what God has in store for your life today. When the enemy comes and seeks to destroy you and tries to disrupt your life today, you know what? He cannot prevail. And the only time that he prevails is when you permit him to do so. When you get your mind, your heart, your life off of God.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.